You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
And welcome back to the Computer Corner. We're talking computers, technology, and most importantly, your tech sound off. Get it off your chest, whatever you'd like. If you'd like to send a message to the CEOs of these huge companies and tell them, hey, listen, why don't you just, you know, it's so obvious to you, the consumer, they should maybe change something that they do. Well,
bite me!
Or you could just say bite me.
That's
if you
right.
All right, we're back with our field reporter, Adam, from the depths of the technology realm. He's here to chime in with some news of the week.
Yep.
From the high top of the underground bunker.
Something like that. So you said that there's a potential now that a picture file could have some bad stuff in it?
Yeah.
How's that work?
Well, actually, according to this, there's a flaw in Windows. There's a flaw in how Windows actually handles JPEG images.
A flaw in Windows?
I've never heard of such a thing.
Ruh-roh!
Pretty strange, huh? Yeah.
That's unheard of.
Well, they being hackers, have come up with a Trojan horse that exploits this little flaw.
But I've got Service Pack 2, so I'm okay, right?
No.
Oh, so Service Pack 2 wasn't the end-all, fix-all of all fixes ever to fix everything that needs to be fixed?
Oh, no, of course not.
Oh.
So they're able to, like, is it a real picture, or is it like a pretend picture like we've heard in the past?
Apparently it is actually a real picture.
And they embed this Trojan in somewhere hidden between the pixels. Is this Trojan waiting to jump out on your computer?
Basically.
So now the nasty pornographic picture can contain nasty stuff inside of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
That's not stuff you can see, but stuff you can feel.
But obviously it doesn't matter what the picture is if they embed this thing in there. Now, this is in theory, or have they actually found pictures that have this malicious code in it?
They've actually seen it.
Oh, no. So it's not one of those, hey, this could happen deals. This is, hey, it's actually out there happening.
What about the fix, the patch, the whatever?
Not yet.
Not yet?
Not yet.
Actually, Microsoft does have a vulnerability website that actually goes through and does give you a way to kind of patch the system so that
they
this
do.
Particular vulnerability can't.
Guess it, what? Ken and Brennan have a way.
Right?
Don't open attachments.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Oh, yeah. Remember that? We've only been saying that for a few years.
My understanding is, and I've seen some news stories on this, not only is it the email attachment issues, but what they're doing now is loading up on AOL's Instant Messenger. They've already found somebody that's set up a profile that says click here. And when you click on it, it goes to a website that has these images on it.
Well, the website then is displaying them in your browser, reading them. And
so obviously this, just to kind of boil this thing down to what this means is in the past, your pictures were safe up until this discovery. It used to be that if it's a physical picture, you're not going to get hurt on that. Just like it used to be, if you just open the email but not the attachments, you can't get hurt. Well, they figured out a way to hurt you just by opening the email, and now they've figured out a way to get at you through pictures. So even more than ever, as we've been stressing, do not open file attachments now, even if they're pictures.
What if I get pictures in the regular U.S. postal mail? Can I open those?
I wouldn't.
Really?
I'm sure they'll figure out a way to do something laced with something or other. So obviously, if you're a newsletter subscriber, we will keep you posted as to the real-world effects of this particular vulnerability and what you can do to protect yourself. So stay tuned for that. Adam, what else now? Microsoft Money's got some kind of problem?
Yep. Some customers are complaining that Microsoft Money 2005, the newest version, has made it difficult or impossible to pay your bills online.
What's the deal? Wait a minute. Before we even get into that, 2005 is the name of the product.
Yeah.
We have not yet reached 2005.
Grasshopper, you must be ahead of time.
I know, but it's just getting ridiculous that.
Well, you don't want them to call it 2004.
But maybe at least wait.
2004 is over.
Maybe like December to release it? Or
What are they selling?
I guess the 2005 model year.
That's what they're selling on the car lots.
Come on. Who started it? Yeah. I go, okay, I'm
over
it.
The program. So the dog ate my homework. Bill Gates won't let me pay my bills.
Right.
The image crashed my computer.
Exactly. We've got all the technology ones now.
Ugh.
So you're saying that there's a particular problem with this new version interfacing with banks?
Yeah. It's actually an isolated section of customers that upgraded from Money 2004 to 2005.
So if you are, if you have money 2004 and you were contemplating upgrading to 2005, it sounds like you might want to hold off.
Yeah.
Until they get this thing figured out.
That's right.
If you upgraded to 2005 and notice that you're getting late payments notices in your mail, you might be a victim of this particular bug. Is it a bug or a feature?
I think it's a bug.
It is a bug. Okay. Officially,
well, the feature could, though. It saves you money.
It increases your financial portfolio by you're not paying the bills.
See, the claims that by using this program we can help save you money, they're not lying now.
We might want to check that strategy with a financial show here on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we might need to do that. Yeah.
All right. Is there information on the Microsoft website for those using Microsoft Money about this issue?
Yes, but not much.
Not much. Okay, well then we will do our job to put it in our follow-up newsletter for all of those subscribers out there that possibly care.
Chad's scribbling furiously.
Yes, he is.
Note to self.
He's our scribbler.
Add into newsletter.
All right, Adam, anything else going on in the world for you?
No, but I do have one big pet peeve that is getting really, really annoys me.
Let's have it.
In your decades of computer use, you've come up with one pet peeve.
Oh, it's recent. It's a recent pet peeve. I've been able to manage the other ones.
And what is that?
For those of you that use forum software, bulletin board software, there's a very nice piece of software called Envision PowerBoard. And it used to be free, and it's not anymore. The reason it annoys me is that Envision kept saying that the new version 2.0 was going to be free. It's going to be free, and now they released it, and it's not.
You mean they lied?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, lying is definitely one of those core pet peeves that will... that will upset.
That's not just in the tech world.
Everybody out there. But yeah, absolutely. Anything free that becomes ultra successful, a lot of times you'll suddenly see it being...
less than free.
Yeah. Yeah, less than zero.
Hey, thanks. Good stuff, Adam.
No problem.
There you go. Beware of pictures and Microsoft Money 2005. Here, I thought it was money.
At least it's something that won't affect everyone.
Yeah. When we come back, we want to hear more of your pet peeves. 602-277-5827 or datadoctors.com. Click on the radio show section and chime in electronically.